Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory.
It's time for the Redskins Report with Trevor Maddich, brought to you by Fork Union Military Academy. Good to check in always to see how we're going to be doing this weekend. So this is the Bills, right? And I think if I remember correctly, last week you said, we don't even really have to win this game. I mean, of course, we should try to win the game. It would be nice to win the game. But we don't really have to win this game to stay in contention for a playoff slot.
Yeah, the reason for that is that the Giants play Carolina this week. Carolina's undefeated. And if the Giants do their part and lose to Carolina, then the Redskins can lose to the Bills. But the Giants, they might not do their part. They just might be the first team this year to knock the Panthers off.
Oh, come on. Do you really think that?
It's possible. It's possible. So, because they're playing up in New York. And so, but assuming that the Giants lose one of their next two to Carolina or at the Vikings, the Redskins can lose this, because then what they have to do is beat the Eagles and the Cowboys to finish out the season. But it would be good to win this. It would be better to win this. A couple of reasons. One, for the playoff race, but another is that one thing they've not done all season long is win two games in a row. Last week they expunged the demon of not winning on the road. They beat the Bears on the road. Now they've got to win two in a row. Let's see if they can do that.
All right, and really, I mean, I don't want to get too far ahead of it now. We don't want to look past the Bills, because that you get into trouble when you do that. But it's the game against the Eagles, which is going to be really critical, right?
Yeah, that game the Redskins will have to win. They will have to, and the Eagles are hot. The Eagles beat the Bills last week. And so the Redskins, they can't back into this. They've already done enough backing up in losing seven games on the season so far. And so they will have to win the next two after this. This one would be good to win. But see, if the Giants win out and the Redskins lose this game, the Giants, I think, will be the team to go. So, you know, I'm not saying that the Redskins don't have to show up. Just that there's always this concept of a must-win game, a red line game. Well, this might be like that. The Redskins need to treat it that way, but I'm just telling you that there's still hope because of the nature of the NFC East.
Well, how are the Bills shaping up? I mean, how are we likely to do in this matchup?
Well, this is tough. The Bills are still alive for the playoffs, but not much. They'd have to get a wild card. They need to win out. They need a lot of help. But the thing about the Bills is that they haven't played up to their personnel, especially defensively. Last year, they were one of the best sacking teams in the league. This year, with a lot of the same people, they're one of the worst sacking teams in the league. So I expect them to get after Kirk Cousins, especially because of the situation with injuries on the Redskins' offensive line, starting a couple of young guys at center and left guard. And Trent Williams at left tackle, he's been limited in practice. So, you know, they'll probably try to take advantage of that. Plus, their quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, is a true mobile dual-threat quarterback. He's throwing the ball exceptionally well. And he runs around like a madman. He used to play at Virginia Tech. He'll present some of the same problems in style, if not in physical size, that Cam Newton presented them when they played at Carolina, and Cam Newton just lit him up.
So, Trevor, who holds the tiebreakers if the Redskins do tie for the division?
Well, Scotty, the advantage that the Redskins have is their division record. And so right now, if everything is tied up and the Redskins win those last two games and the Giants do their part and lose one, or if the Redskins just win out and it ends up being tied, the Redskins will hold the tiebreaker. And the first tiebreaker is head-to-head. And the second tiebreaker is division record. And that's where everything will matter most. I mean, head-to-head with these guys, they'll basically have split for the most part. But the division record right now, the Redskins are 2-2. If they win out, they'll end up 4-2, and that'll end up being the best of all of them, because the Giants are 2-3. So if the Redskins win out, they'll have a better division record than the Giants. And if they win out, the Eagles, who are also 2-2 in division, the Redskins will have two wins over them, and they'll have a better division record. So the Redskins are in good position right now from a standpoint of tiebreaker.
All right, so, you know, I think Kirk Cousins, we all have agreed that his growth has been pretty good this year. We continue to see him mature as a quarterback. And last Sunday, they had a pretty good rushing effort. You know, I think many people said it may have been the best rushing effort of the season.
Well, yeah, they sure had a good effort last week. But their rushing yards weren't that good.
They're 99 still, yards, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you look at yards per carry, I think they had 33 rushes. And they only averaged, their feature backs only averaged around 3 yards carry. And that's a problem the Redskins have had all year, and it's basically been because of injuries. They've got a backup guard starting at center. They've got a young guard who was his backup at guard starting at guard. And then they've had their best two blocking tight ends injured early in the season. So when you put all that together, defense has figured it out and figured out how to attack them. And really, there's been a lot on Kirk Cousins' shoulders. People say he can't carry the team. Well, guess what? He's been carrying the team because the running game is too injured to enforce its will.
DeSean Jackson?
DeSean Jackson has a kneecap injury sustained last week, and he's been limited in practice, but he'll go. And what the Redskins will need to do early is establish to the Bills that he can get deep even on that knee. Because with the situation with the running game, if he can't get deep, then everybody comes up and crowds the shorter passing lane. So DeSean Jackson remains maybe the critical linchpin of the skill position on this offense, because his ability to stretch the defense, even if he doesn't get the ball thrown his way, opens everything else up. And if he's not there, the Redskins will have some trouble.
Can Cousins have a great game against this Bills defense, do you think?
You know, Scotty, I think he can, especially if the Bills don't figure out how to flip the switch on the pass rush. He is one of the best quarterbacks in terms of quarterback rating at home. He still hasn't thrown an interception in the last six, seven games here at home. He's been phenomenal at home. And so I think that he should have a good game. And the part of the reason also is what we've talked about all year for Redskins fans to watch with Cousins, and that's the continued progress of Cousins. What lessons has he learned? You know, he threw a couple up for grabs last week. One got picked off, and one they were very fortunate. It turned into a big reception for the Redskins. He's got to limit those.
All right, Trevor Maddich with the Redskin Report. Thank you very much, Trevor. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Brian. Thanks, Scotty.
And, of course, the Redskins Report is brought to you by Fork Union Military Academy.